slip it. We're going on a camp out.
Hey, bud.
Coming.
Well, hurry up. We've got less than an hour to get there.
Almost forgot my metal detector.
Metal detector?
Yeah, never can tell. We might run across some rare metals or old coins. Did you get the sleeping bags?
Did you remember the food?
No.
Well, hurry up. We'll be late and Dad'll be worried.
All right, it'll only take me a minute.
Flipper, you don't know how lucky you are not having a kid brother.
Thank you.
Ranger, Ranger, you're going to be all right as soon as I get this trap off your foot. Ranger, don't worry. You're going to be all right. Let me get a tourniquet around you.
Bud, he's been delayed before. He hasn't got radio contact with us, though.
I know. I wish he'd get here, though. What time is it?
It's after 1 o'clock.
After one? He's been gone almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure he said the north side of Emerald Key?
Sure, isn't this where we always come?
Yeah. No! Remember once we camped on the south side?
Yeah, but that was only because Dad had to do a study on shark migration.
Well, isn't it possible maybe that he wanted to...
Anything is possible, Bud. Better go take a look, huh?
Let's go.
No, you better stay here just in case Dad shows up. I'll send Flipper down the beach that way, and I'll go up the other way in the skiff. Just stay here and look for some firewood just to keep busy, okay? Flipper! Flipper, I want you to go around the island, understand? Look for Dad. Go on. Don't worry, Bud.
Ha 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 ha!
I wonder what your problem is. Boy, I didn't want to worry Sandy, but I think something awful bad's happened to Dad. Well, so long. Keep your fingers crossed, huh? Now, look at the mess you've got yourself into. How did you do that?
Now, wait a second. I'll get you out in a second. Now, just be quiet.
Now, how did you do this?
Yes.
There you go. Don't mention it. That's what friends are for.
There's no bones broken. You got a deep cut in that leg, though. Good thing I tied it up, or you'd have bled to death.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
You can call me Barney.
I didn't even see that trap. Guess I've been out, huh? How long?
Well, you've been in and out maybe 2-3 hours. Must have bumped your head when you fell.
2 hours? I gotta get out of here. Let my boys know where I am.
All in good time, Ranger. All in good time.
Anything on this side. Flipper didn't find anything on the other.
Cindy, I hate to tell you this, but I got a feeling something's happened.
Dad would never be this late without getting word to us somehow. Not unless something's happened.
I know. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to go back to the house and see if I can reach him on the radio.
I'll go with you.
No, bud. You better stay here just in case Dad does show up.
Cindy, I don't want to stay here all by myself.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, it's not that I'm afraid exactly.
Yeah, I know. It's the waiting and not knowing. That's the tough part. But at least you'll have Flipper to keep you company.
Yeah. Well, you'll be back as soon as you can, won't you?
Just the minute I hear anything. Dad'll probably be here by the time I get back anyway.
Let's hope so.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Barney, you got any kids?
Eat
them. You must know how worried my boys are going to be when they don't hear from me.
Can't recall my kids ever worrying about me.
Look, I've got to get word to those boys.
Relax, Ranger. Won't hurt your boys none to worry about that pa, Mike. Appreciate you. If when you get back.
Now look, if you just row me out to my plane.
Oh, you couldn't fly that plane no how with that leg.
No, but I could.
You could use the radio. Hey, old Barney ain't so dumb. Those Ranger boys of yours would be down on me in no time for gator hunting out of season. Yeah.
How long are you going to keep me here as your prisoner?
Now, that ain't being friendly-like. Especially when I'm the one trying to be hospitable. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be alive.
Look, I didn't ask you to save my life, and I didn't ask you to bring me here. Now, Barney, you got to realize something. There's going to be searching parties out looking for me. And when they spot that plane, they're going to track me right to you.
Not the way I fixed it.
What?
Don't worry, Ranger. I didn't harm your plane, none. I just covered it with some leaves and bushes, you know, to make it hard for them searching fellas. Yeah, old Bonnie's got a head on him. Have some more coffee, Ranger. Do you good.
You're only postponing what's going to happen anyway. As soon as I can walk, I'm going to arrest you.
Ranger, I'm holding all the cards. I figure with that leg of yours, you're going to be bedded down maybe 5-6. Relax, Ranger. Ranger, now you wouldn't club a man who saved your life. But you never can tell.
WD-9598 to Ranger Ricks. Come in, Ranger Ricks. Over. WD-9598 to Ranger Ricks. Come in, Dad. Over. WD-9598 to Coast Guard. Come in, Coast Guard. Over.
This is Coast Guard. Lieutenant Tremaine speaking. Go ahead, WD-9598.
Lieutenant Tremaine, this is Sandy Ricks. I'm afraid something's happened to my dad. He left this morning on a routine check flight, and he was supposed to meet my brother Bud and me over by Emerald Key. It was about 4 hours ago, and I can't get him on the radio. Over.
Well, Sandy, have you any idea which direction he was going? Over.
He just said he was going to be flying over the Everglades, checking out a report on some poachers. Over.
Okay, listen to me, Sandy. He may have run into trouble and been forced to land out of radio range. We'll send a couple of helicopters up right away. You stick close to the radio. Over.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take the launch and go pick up my brother Bud. You'll keep in touch, won't you? Over.
We sure will. And Sandy, don't worry. You hear? Over.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lieutenant. Over now.
Don't feel like playing.
Oh,
know you're trying to make me feel better, Flipper, and I appreciate it. But I'm not a kid anymore, and a man has to be able to handle situations like this. It's gotta be all right, Dad.
WD-9598 to Ranger Ricks. WD-9598, come in, Dad. Please come back, Dad.
Ranger, might as well relax. You ain't going no place.
I'm gonna go out and get myself another gator. And then I'm coming back and I'm gonna cook us some gator stew. You ever eat gator stew?
Mighty tasty if you got a taste for it.
Must be a mighty important man to have them Coast Guard boys out looking for you this quick.
Well, them Coast Guard boys are the most efficient and fastest rescue outfit in this country.
They're wasting their time this time. Sure are.
Everyone loves.